International students were meant to be touching down in Melbourne and Sydney today after a long exclusion under COVID border closures. But the Omicron COVID variant has seen the federal government put that on hold for 2 weeks. It's just another blow for many students who've spent thousands of dollars on plane tickets trying to get to Australia, and even more cash on uni fees to start their courses remotely. Carly Williams reports.
After a year and a half of cancellations and uncertainty, Divij Ashish Gupta was certain he was going to land in Melbourne this week.
It was very promising when they said like they're going to open up the borders on the 1st of December. But again, thanks to Omicron, the new variant, it's gone. We were assured that the borders would open up. But again, the officials couldn't keep up with their promise, which I understand is due to the health concern.
In light of the Omicron variant, the federal government has delayed today's reopening of the border to international students and other visa holders for 2 weeks. 19-year-old Divij is patiently waiting in Mumbai. He was meant to start his degree at the University of Western Australia in June 2020. Since then, he's had the time on his iPhone set to the Australian time zone, and he's following every announcement on borders.
It's really heartbreaking mentally. Some morning I get up and the first thing I do is I open Google and type in keywords to see what news is on for international students. And like, are they going to open up the borders?
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has pushed the opening date for visa holders back till December 15. After spending $2,500 on this week's ticket to Melbourne, Divij Ashish Gupta says flights in the second half of December are now five figures.
The prices have soared to $10,000, and that's too much for me to spend at.
Divij is not alone. Phil Honeywood, National Executive Director of the International Education Association of Australia, estimates there are 160,000 current student visa holders stuck in limbo.
These young people have put their lives on hold, that their families have invested, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars in tuition fees, and they've been waiting patiently to come back and finish often the fifth year of a medical degree, the fourth year of a nursing degree. It's really unfortunate that here we go again in telling them, just be patient, just wait.
Phil Honeywood is worried there's still no policy response from the federal government on how to address the crisis in the international education sector. And the fact every state has a different quarantine requirement, not ideal.
Again, it's this problem we've got of 8 separate countries in one nation.
Pushing the arrival date for temporary visa holders back to December 15 is causing problems for all hopeful travellers trying to get home for Christmas. Quentin Long is co-founder of Australian Traveller and International Traveller.
There's a very few seats coming back into Australia in the lead up to Christmas compared to what's usually in the market. And so aviation is a completely supply and demand industry, and so when you have constrained supply and they have heightened demand, it's going to really drive up prices.
Quentin Long says gone are the days where you can make a last-minute decision to fly to an international destination over the festive period, but he does have a tip.
Try and fly on Boxing Day. If you don't have to be home for Christmas, fly on Boxing Day, and that's typically one of the cheapest days to fly into Australia.
Travel expert Quentin Long, Carly Williams with that report. Well, Queensland is saturated. Parts of it are already flooded, and there's a looming threat of more to come. In some parts of the state, more than 180 millimetres of rain has fallen in the past day alone. Hundreds of roads across the state are closed because of inundation. Rivers have burst their banks in the south of the state, forcing some out of their homes to seek higher ground. And as one weather system moves on, more storm cells are coming. Rachel Mealy reports.
Floodwaters rose so quickly in the town of Inglewood, locals weren't given any warning and were told to evacuate late last night.
Oh, we're at the McIntyre footy field at Inglewood at the moment, but yeah, they evacuated the town last night about midnight. We all left the shop about midnight. We all went out to the cemetery.
Tony Robinson owns a local coffee shop in the town. He's now worried about what he'll return to.
That's it, mate, with that bit of an old gut churning, wondering what the shop really looks like when you leave. But when we left last night, it was sort of waist deep in our shop, you know. All your fridges and freezers were overturning with the water coming in there, so all your stock was no good, but yeah.
The shop wasn't covered by insurance for flood. He says he's lost about $100,000 worth of equipment and about $20,000 worth of stock.
It's not a good feeling to go through one, you know. We been out on farms and everything, you know, just move the cows and that sort of stuff and the machinery out of the water when you're on the farms, but not much you can do when you're in a shop, you know. You can only lift stuff so high, equipment's that heavy and nobody to help you, but yeah, just sit back and hopefully it doesn't come in, but we were the first one to get the water.
That water is now on its way downstream to Yarlaban. Police and SES workers have taken people who wanted to leave to the safety of the Gundawindi showgrounds. But Joy Mundy and her husband are staying put for now.
Well, we were packed up and ready to go because we're elderly. We've been through many floods and so we packed up early. And so we're ready to go and we have a motor home. And so we just packed it up ready with extras and we'll just, when the water's ready to break into the town, we'll just head off out the road to where the higher ground is and stay in our motorhome.
Joy Mundy's got some experience to draw on, but says this time around she can't predict what might happen to her house.
Oh, well, you couldn't say. I wouldn't like to say that because in the 56 flood it ran through our lounge room windows and then in 76 it came just lapping in onto the front veranda, and in 2011 it just came to the top step, so you really couldn't say.
In Queensland's southeast, flash flooding is causing problems in Brisbane, while the Logan River has eclipsed its previous high water mark near the town of Beaudesert. The Weather Bureau says the weather system which brought the bulk of the rain has moved offshore, but it's still not the end of the story. Thunderstorms are now moving across the state.
Rachel Mealy with that report.